This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention, and joining me this morning is Mr. Clayton Carley from the Illinois Association FFA, and he's received a very special recognition.
Yes, I have, Ms. Burke. It's an honor to be here with you this morning, and very excited to be serving as representative from Illinois for National Star Farmer finalists.
Well, congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment. And I know that you couldn't have gotten here by yourself, so who are your FFA advisors?
Most definitely wouldn't have been able to do it on my own without the support of Mr. Jeff Clifton and Mr. Ron Lynch, especially with the help of my parents as well, Kent and Lisa Carley, and big shout out to my grandparents for a lot of encouragement too.
So you have a very strong support system, and I can tell that you appreciate each and every moment that they've worked with you. What FFA chapter are you from as well?
I'm originally from the Crescent Iroquois FFA chapter, but from a really small school, and they ended up closing our school down, so I graduated from the Cisna Park FFA chapter my senior year.
So you had a transition during your FFA career, but obviously that didn't slow you down a bit.
Nope, I actually think it helped make me a little stronger and push me a little bit harder, so it was definitely worked out in the long run.
Now, as a Star Farmer candidate and finalist, actually, in the nation, what were your record books on, and how did you get here with those?
Well, I started my record book projects back in the summer of my 8th grade year and ripped up 3/10 of an acre of our front yard. Now, Mom wasn't excited as I was, but I was able to plant some sweet corn in it, and I started sowing sweet corn to try and turn a profit. Wanted to be able to raise enough money to be able to purchase my car and then start to help pay my way through college. So after that first year, it continued to grow, went up to an acre, and kept growing and growing. And this year, I have 7.2 acres of sweet corn, and it's all picked by hand. I've got two students that are working for me, hitting approximately two roadside stands, depending on how much corn I have, working in two grocery stores, along with five farmers markets over the course of the summer, depending on when I'm going through. So it's definitely an awesome sweet corn project. I also have 236 acres of field corn production and 134 acres of soybean production. When I first started my record books my freshman, sophomore, junior year, I also had wheat because the prices were really well and I was able to forward contract quite a bit of wheat bushels. And then also did quite a bit of input research with my field corn at the same time, researching effects of glyphosate, fungicide, as well as some different insecticides with my field corn.
So you're very diverse in your record book area, and I understand that your sweet corn business has a unique name.
That's right. I've got the Sweet Corn Shack, and for several years I'd sit on the tailgate at the roadside stand just yelling, sweet corn, shouting out to people as they drove by and trying to get their attention and have them come in and buy the high-quality produce that I'm trying to sell. And it was a great opportunity to start my Sweet Corn Shack, to brand it, and actually was able to market myself by creating Sweet Corn Shack bags. And I've got Sweet Corn Shack t-shirts as well, which are pretty awesome. I've got a lime green and hot pink t-shirt and a blue and white t-shirt that I sell the most. So my classmates actually pay me to advertise for me. It works out really well.
You have quite the marketing plan going on, obviously, and you are currently a student now, so where are you a student and what are you majoring in?
I'm currently a student dual enrolled at the University of Illinois and Parkland College in Champaign, Illinois, and a double majoring in agronomy for plant genetics and agricultural education, along with a double minor in chemistry and business.
So you have very little free time.
That is an understatement. It's been a little crazy and a little hectic, especially getting ready for National Convention, and then between all of my classwork, trying to keep up with my courses and making sure that I keep the high marks that I strive to achieve.
Well, congratulations again to you, and good luck as they announce the finalists.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to Saturday morning when we find out.